We are on Radio Row, downtown Houston. We're here all week with the rest of the ticket team covering Super Bowl 51, so you don't have to. And last night we went to opening night where the media got to meet the Patriots and the Falcons. And, George, you were wandering around with a microphone.
Yeah, and I found Courtney Upshaw. You know me, Alabama admirer. So yep. I thought this guy's in the defensive line rotation for the Falcons. Maybe talk a little football with Courtney Upshaw, but it was really difficult to do because I ran into a nemesis.
Oh,
no. A guy that we have run into a number of times here at the Super Bowl, and I would say it got a little bit ugly.
Guy Sports here once again with Courtney Upshaw. You excited about the upcoming Super Bowl, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. That's it.
Using your own words, Courtney, kind of break down your opinion of the matchup of the third string special teams guys.
Guy Sports. Or what do you think the key to this Atlanta run has been?
Excuse me, sir. I'm interviewing Courtney right now. This is actually a real interview, professionally set up.
Well, I know, but you're asking ridiculous questions, so I thought I'd...
Sir, I have the right of first answer.
What is that?
Courtney, I apologize to you. You're a very patient player man right now. This man obviously does not understand the right of first answer.
Yeah, I have
according
no idea
to the Geneva Convention on Sports Protocol.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about. Roll Tide, by the way.
Roll Tide.
Yeah.
Courtney,
Tide.
Talk a little bit about Matty Ice.
Matt is a great quarterback. Been blessed to, you know, come into this situation and play with
in
God.
Your own words.
In my own words. Matt is a great quarterback.
Okay, a little less generic question.
Sir, I have asked you to stop. I am interviewing him right now. Please, I ask you
to
leave right now.
5,500 press members here.
You are out of order.
How am I out of order? We're just asking
questions. I apologize to you, Courtney, professionally, personally, and spiritually for what this gentleman is doing right now.
Yes, sir.
He is obviously acting like the leaving so large farm animal.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about, Courtney. But anyway, back to the game on Sunday. You're playing the Patriots. They're
it is not your question, sir. You are pond scum. That is something that I learned from the man I respect in this business, the only man I respect in this business, Norman Adolf Hitchkiss. You obviously know of him, don't you, Courtney?
I actually do. I work with Norman.
There's no way you work with Norman Adolf Hitchkiss.
No, I do. We work at the Ticket in Dallas.
Well, I doubt very seriously that Norm would work with the likes of you, sir.
He does. He follows our shows.
Courtney, talk a little bit about your role on the Falcons, and do you think it will change for the Super Bowl?
My role is my role. I cherish my role. Whenever I'm on the field, I'm out there to make plays, do my job, and that's my role.
What did you like best about being a member of the
Once again, sir, I ask that you step back.
Why?
Step back. I'm talking to this gentleman right now.
You ask a question and I ask a question.
Okay, I'm about to throw you out of this event by invoking the Gil Santos Clause.
What is that?
The Gil Santos Clause.
You can't fool me. There's no Gil Santos Clause.
It wasn't funny in 1929, not funny now, sir. Okay, talk a little bit about football.
Football, sport that, you know, brings a lot of fans, you know, out to, you know, support or and try to just get away from things on Sundays.
A less generic question. Yeah. When's the last time you leg wrestled somebody?
Say that again.
When's the last time you leg wrestled somebody?
What an idiotic question, sir!
Don't ever get a chance.
I don't know.
Courtney, I will now formally dismiss you from this interview because there are other people waiting right now. And I apologize for the trouble.
Thank y'all.
All right, roll Tide.
You come here. Come here. Come here.
What?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The next time you upstage me and act like a punk and a smartass, it will be the last time you ever breathe on this planet. You understand me?
What's your name again?
My name is Guy Sports.
Well, thanks for the professional advice, Guy. I really appreciate it.
You're being a smart.
What kind of name is Guy, anyway?
Guy is actually a name that my father gave me because my dad...
He hated somebody? It was generic?
No. 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 My father had a friend who had a son who got sick and passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that, but I'm not sorry about the interview because I think you were just as rude interrupting me as I'm trying to interview Courtney Upshaw.
Well, the next time you try to insult me, I swear to God I will kick you in the buttock.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow. Man. I hate I missed that. I didn't see that.
I know, yeah. I was just down the way from
over
where
there
you were
in peril like that.
You run into him every year.
Every year. Run into Guy Sports. Poor Courtney Upshaw that had to put up with that.
Wow. Didn't know that's how Guy got his name.
Unbelievable. Sounds like a really familiar story somehow.